amazing community to be a part of, because it's just all about solidarity whilst also being the anti-culture. Do you know what I mean? While also not playing by the rules, breaking the rules, rattling the cages. Do you know what I mean? That's that's what metal is to me. Like, that's why I was attracted to it, because I don't want to sit in an office all day wearing a suit, wearing a tie, eating grey slop all day. Do you know what I mean? I want to go around the world kicking people's asses, fucking wrecking stages, being a fucking badass, and fucking rattling the cages and breaking the rules. That's what metal is all about.
Today on the show, we are joined with Jason Evans, who is the frontman of Ingested. Ingested just released a brand new album that absolutely crushes, titled The Tide of Death and Fractured Dreams. And beyond him letting us know a little bit how the album came to be, this actually turned out to be one of the most soulful talks I've had with a metal band on this show. From him explaining why the band to him is so sacred, his rampant silly side, if you ever checked out his Instagram, how much art is just cathartic, a reflection on the beauty of the metal community as a whole, their genuine connection with the fans, and he leaves us with some advice for any aspiring musicians trying to step into the industry. After listening to this back, this kind of got me fired up and made my soul feel warm, and I'm excited to share this with you right now. Let's go.
Hello.
Jason, how you doing today, man?
I'm all right, mate. How you doing, Sean?
Really great, really great. I was about to say good morning, but I guess it's the afternoon for you, right?
It is. It's what time is it? 2:30 in the afternoon. Oh,
amazing. Well, today I'm starting off on a high note, you know, waking up, having my coffee, and immediately talking about death metal, you know?
Hell so, yeah.
Yeah, great to hang with you. I just want to say, like, when I discovered Ingested, one of, like, the most mind-blowing things is, like, after just, like, listening to the tracks and, like, hearing such a big, crushing sound, later on discovering that it's, like, only three people making this music kind of melted my brain. And just, like, I know you guys had, like, a long legacy, like, probably doing this for, like, 15 years-ish or so.
About 18 now.
Oh, damn. That's sick. And I just kind of wanted to know, when you're seeing, like, other bands that maybe have, like, 5 to 8 members, and do you feel like it's a better thing maybe having just a small-knit group when it comes to either, like, touring or even creating albums and stuff like that?
Yeah. I mean, for us personally, yeah. Just because we've been there since the beginning. Like, we started with 5 members and then became 4 and then became 3. And then nowadays, the band itself officially is just me, Sean, and Lynn. Like, that's us. Live, we have a few friends of ours that'll come in and play second guitar for us and stuff like that live. So live we'll usually play as a 4-piece, but the band officially is 3 people. For us, this is more than, like, just being in a band and having a job. Like, do you know what I mean? This is, like, this is our family. Like, we've been together for nearly 2 decades. Like, we've spent most of our lives together.
Yeah.
So it's like, jeez, it's like there's a level of trust between the 3 of us that goes beyond just being in a band. Like, we're like a family. We're like brothers.
Yeah, so I can imagine that's very special, especially, like, being in the studio or being live too, just having that connection where almost you've been around these guys so much, you can probably just look at an expression on their face and it says a million words, you know, and just, like, be able to, like, communicate like that, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's like we don't even need to say anything. We already know what the other one's thinking. So, but it's like with that, it's like it just works for us. So for us to, I mean, of course, like, I'd love to have a full band, like, you know, full 5-member band, like, that'd be great. But for us, it's like, there needs to be that level of trust, because we're not the type of people that would just up sticks and fuck off to another band because they've offered you more money. Do you know what I mean? Because this is it for us. This is our band. So for us to get like permanent members, it's like we need to know that they're in it. They're in it for the long haul. Because, like, look around, man. Look, especially in this scene, it's like you look at bands and it's like fucking revolving door policies for fucking for band members and shit. And it's just like every time you see them, there's different. Half the band's different. And it's like, that just wouldn't work for us. Like, that's just not, do you know what I mean? Because, and I get it. If you're a hired gun and people, you know, it's not your band, you didn't start it. Like, somebody else offers you more money for the same job, you'd go and take it. Mm-hmm. But not for us, man. Like, this is something that we've built for most of our lives. Like, this is our lives. So yeah, it's like it's on a different level for us.
Yeah.
Like, that's, it's on a personal level. Like, it's like this is our band. Like, this is our career. This is the thing that we've built.
So, I love hearing you break it down like that too, because that's just beautiful and special. And like, even like you mentioned, like, even beyond money, it's not having like all these hired guns, you know, just revolving doors. And sometimes you see these different bands and it's like, you might as well just change the name of the band, because it's not even the same. There might be one guy who's left out of like eight members, you know. It's kind of gets silly at times, but no, that's cool to even hear that about Ingested. It made me like just like kind of appreciate what you guys do even more. And it's cool, like I've recently discovered you with the previous album, and now it's kind of cool hearing what you're releasing with this new one. And I feel like it's kind of got, like, from what I heard, like a similar vibe. And like, what can people expect hearing from this?
Well, to explain the new album, I'd have to explain the old album. So with Ashes Lie Still, the previous album, that was born of a very dark period in our lives, in our personal lives, and Ingested as a band. We were all dealing with like our own personal demons and stuff, things like depression, addiction, like drugs and alcohol, and dealing with loss and stuff like that. So we were all in a bit of a shit way, like, when we were writing that album, which is why that album is the way that it is. Like, it's very dark, it's very morose. There's a lot of raw emotion in that album. But writing that album was our way of getting all of that off our chest, getting all of that out of our systems, and kind of like a therapy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just letting it go. Just letting all those feelings go. Whereas this album is us coming through the other end of that.
Mm.
Bigger, stronger, better than we've ever been. Happy in ourselves. Back doing what we do best, which is being three fucking working class lads from council estates with a massive chip on their shoulder, a point to prove, a fuck you attitude with the intent of smashing your fucking teeth in. That's what this album is.
Oh, nice.
This is us coming to collect souls and collect heads around the fucking world.
Mm.
That's the intent. That's why we're here. We're here with a fucking sledgehammer.
That's amazing. It's interesting too. It's like, seems like the last or the previous album is like kind of, you put all like your emotion into it and kind of got like some demons off your back. And sometimes just like in life in general too, like, it takes struggle to gain like an extra strength. Like, it's almost like you get like a callus in your brain and heart. Yeah. And like, it's cool to hear that layer of you guys going into this next one just wanting to fucking kick ass. And that's such a beautiful thing, man. And like, kudos to all you guys.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, cheers. Another thing too, it's this morning I scrolled on your personal Instagram and
Yeah.
I got a great laugh out of your ongoing bit of wearing the monster hat.
Oh, this
Looking,
guy.
oh, it's behind you. Yeah, let's go.
This geezer.
Yeah. And just there's the face
I can
too.
only look sad in this art.
There's the thumbnail to the episode, but
Oh,
I just kind of want to know, like, where the hell did you find that hat, and what kind of like
so
caused the bit? Yeah.
the hat was like we were on tour in America, and it was I walked into a gas station. I'll never remember where. It was somewhere in the northeast. We stopped at like a gas station, a service station. And I just saw that hat and I was like, oh my God, that hat is horrible. Like, and I bought it because I knew it would piss Sean off, our guitarist. I was just like, I'm gonna buy that just because it's fucking ridiculous. And I know it'll really piss him off if I start just wearing it around. So that's where I got the hat from. But then the sad thing, right? So the sad thing was like, we were on tour with Cannibal Corpse last year,
Nice.
and we had a day off in Paris, and it was honestly one of the most miserable days of my life.
Oh
Like,
no.
it was just a fucking nightmare. Like, it was just so miserable. I was like, my legs were hurting because we'd been walking around all day. All of the fucking tubes ended up being shut off because there was fucking protests and shit all over the city. Then I'm getting accosted by fucking French police officers asking me who I am. And I'm just like, who the fuck are you? Like, do you know what I mean? I'm just
Yeah.
walking down the street. Fuck off and leave me alone. So then what I started doing was that day was every time we got to one of these, like, these monuments in Paris, you know, like the Arc de Triomphe. And the fucking Eiffel Tower and the
Yeah.
Louvre. I was just like, I was taking photos, but I was like, I was fucking utterly miserable. So like, there's just this juxtaposition of this like fucking Eiffel Tower behind me, and then there's just my face just like, and I was like genuinely like miserable. I was just like, I just want to go back to the bus. This is
Yeah, so
pissing
it
me off.
started off like not
That's
even
how it
being a joke.
started.
It was like
Yeah.
you were legit sad.
Yeah, I was legitimately like miserable that day.
Yeah.
So I posted these photos anyway. And every like every, obviously everyone's just thinking they're fucking well funny. So then I was just like, all right, then I'll just do this then, I guess, like, because it made me laugh when I looked at the pictures. And I was just like, right, I'm just gonna start taking fucking really sad photos in front of like things with this ridiculous hat on. And then it just became a thing, and I was just like, and the only reason I do it is because it makes me laugh, like, because I'm a fucking child and I thought it was fucking hilarious. So I just keep doing it. So like, it'll be like I'm in Finland on a fucking boat going across the fucking the sea, and I'm just like, better get a hat.
No, I love that. When I was scrolling your like timeline too, I was getting a kick out of it too. 'Cause sometimes like I like not only like your band, but like other death metal bands. I only know you guys from the music, and it's you listen to it, it's so serious, it's fucking scary. And just to have that contrast and also like the little captions you would put was just like having a good time in Australia. There's kangaroos behind you, and you're all sad with this fucking stupid hat. It's cool. It's cool. It's like shows like people like a different layers and like side of you too. Because I find like even sometimes people in metal bands further, I guess, social media or online promo, they're like, oh, I always gotta look serious, like arms crossed or whatever. But yeah, it just shows that you got a heart, you got a sense of humor. It's fucking cool, man.
Yeah, I'm like I am the polar opposite to what I am on stage in real life. Like, it's
Yeah.
like I'll give it all the crazy faces and all the fucking like all that shit on stage, but then when I'm off stage, it's just I just like laughing. I laugh at anything, like, because it's just, do you know what I mean? I'm a
Yeah.
child. Like, I've got the most immature sense of humor, and it just anything will make me laugh. So it's like I always feel like before I go on stage, it's like I have to like flick a switch to become something else. So it's like when I'm on stage, that's the Slam King. Do you know what I mean? That's Jake from Ingested. And then when I'm off stage, I'm Jason Evans, that fucking knobhead from Manchester who just laughs at everything. Like,
with this interview series I do, it's not only like metal bands, and even I go beyond music, like talking to people in film and stuff like that. And I've noticed a pattern with the people who are in metal bands or make crazy fucked up horror movies. They're all just the most friendliest, like happiest guys. And I really like believe it's because they kind of put those emotions into their art. They got like an escape. And then sometimes, like, I'm not going to name any names. Like, I'll talk to somebody who makes like happy folk songs, and I'm like thinking, no, they're kind of a douchebag, you know? Yeah. Like, do you feel like there's like a lot of power to like actually like putting like your emotions into music? Because like, obviously, like how you mentioned, like, just kind of going into the previous album, like you're digging in really, really deep and just putting it all in there.
Yeah, I think if it wasn't for this, like, and doing music and putting all my thoughts and feelings and emotions into the music that we create, I think I'd be a different person.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd be a lot less happy. I think I'd be a lot more angry, because I was an angry kid. I was an angry teenager. I used to fight a lot, like things like that. And then it was sort of like when Ingested happened, and then I had an outlet for that, it was sort of like my personality started to change. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it's a release. And it's not just getting it off your chest. It's getting it off your chest and having people take notice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And having it noticed, so people know that, like, this is what you're feeling, and it's a real thing. Do you know what I mean? It's actually out there.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
Not, no longer like trapped in here.
Yeah, I've been talking to some comedians as well too, and they said like some of their biggest hits that brings all the smiles and laughter too. It's like, that scenario came from the saddest, darkest place of my life. Yeah. But at the same time, they said, like, almost like you with the music, like, it turns into therapy, because not only are you taking this problem, writing about it, like, they're making a mockery of it. It's almost like dominating whatever was like fucking bugging you or beating you down and owning it, you know, where it's like, I think that's just such a beautiful thing about art and even metal in general, as like bands like yourself, like dive into like uncomfortable situations or anger or like a lot of emotions that people generally like run from or bury. And, you know, it's the best kind of therapy and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is for all the fans as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you know what I mean? Because they get to have that release. They get to have that catharsis, whether it's going to a show and jumping in the pit or banging your heads and just that release of energy and all that release of bad feelings, or whether it's blasting the album in your bedroom. Do you know what I mean? And like,
it's healing.
Throwing shapes in the bedroom. It's like you're getting it out. You're getting that. Those shit feelings, all that bad energy, you're getting rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I think it's such a cool thing, because it's definitely something that's very specific to metal, I think.
Definitely. And there's nothing cooler than like when you leave a show and you're just seeing everybody smiling and like people faces you've seen in the pit for a couple seconds, maybe a dude smashed you and you're like, oh, and they're all just out there like just laughing like, oh, that was the best. Like, you actually like feel in the air the release that everybody had, where like some people who aren't in the scene maybe see a video of a live show and be like, oh my god, this is crazy, they're fighting. But it's actually the biggest contrast and such a beautiful like thing that I think is actually like healthy, that like us animals or humans, like, we kind of need that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. But it goes back to metal being a community.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. We're all the outcasts. Do you know what
True.
I mean?
Yeah.
We were all the guys who were getting shit and getting bullied at school, like, because of what we wear and the music we listen to. Do you know what I mean? We're the anti-culture. That's what attracted me to it. We're the antithesis of everything that is like accepted and shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But within that, because we're the outcasts, that means that we're the most accepting. Do you know what I mean? And everyone's welcome. Like, so it's like, you want to be an outcast? Oh, you're an outcast too. Come on then. Come on in. Doors open. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, it's such an amazing community to be a part of. Because it's just all about solidarity whilst also being the anti-culture. Do you know what I mean? While also not playing by the rules, breaking the rules, rattling the cages. Do you know what I mean? That's what metal is to me. Like, that's why I was attracted to it. Because I don't want to sit in an office all day wearing a suit, wearing a tie, eating grey slop all day. Do you know what I mean? I want to go around the world kicking people's asses, fucking wrecking stages, being a fucking badass, and fucking rattling the cages and breaking the rules. That's what metal is all about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just love it, man. I just think it's one of the most badass things like in the world. Like, the metal community is just so sick. Like, it's just,
yeah,
I wouldn't want to be part of any other community. Do you know what I mean?
It's truly like a beautiful thing. And what's cool about your position too is like, you're in a position where you're making music, you're going on the stage, you're pretty much rallying the troops, bringing people into these spaces to have that fucking experience, you know? And that's got to be like something really special when you think about it.
Yeah, it feels amazing. It feels amazing. Because I mean, like, we never thought we'd get to here, like 18 years later when we started this band. We were just making music that we wanted to hear. But well, that's what we're still doing now. The only difference is we get to go around the world and play it in front of all of these fucking people. And it's like, the best thing about being able to play live and play shows like all around the world is that our fans are the reason that our lights are on at home. Our fans are the reason why our rent's paid. Do you know what I mean? Why our wives and kids have got a roof over their head and food in the bellies and clothes on the back. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's our fans that allow us to do this job. Like, without their support, we wouldn't be able to do this. Like, we'd have to go and get normal jobs and just, that'd be that. Ingested would be over and it'd just be normal life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Being able to play shows around the world means that we're able to give back something. Do you know what I mean? Anything. Like, if it's just, we're able to play the songs that our fans want to see. We're able to perform for them every night. Make sure they get every last cent of their money's worth. Make sure they go home buzzing. That it's a night that they're never going to forget. And to be able to just give that back and have fun while doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Is like, it's awesome. Do you know what I mean? It's an awesome feeling just to be able to just give something back to the fans that allow us to do this, basically, that support us so much.
Yeah, that's so cool. And I strongly believe it's like the energy you put out is like kind of the energy you receive as well. So it seems like, yeah, just doing what you guys do, there's just like a push-pull relationship with the people. It's fucking awesome, man. And I guess, like, as a final question too, if there was some kids or teenagers sitting in their garage right now playing their instruments, looking at like up to like a band like Ingested and like wanting to maybe take the first step to step out of the garage and kind of make it a serious thing, would you have any like advice for them?
Yeah, like, the main advice that I'd give to any band is do not give up. If you want it that bad, don't give up. No matter how hard it gets, just never give up. If somebody tells you no, work hard and prove to them why they're wrong. That's what we've been doing for 18 years, is proving people wrong. Proving every motherfucker that ever told us we weren't good enough, that ever told us that we didn't amount to shit, that we never get anywhere, that ignored us, that denied us all we've done for 18 years is prove them fucking wrong. And that was just through sheer hard work and a fucking fuck you attitude and a chip on our shoulders. That to me, that never giving up and make the sacrifice. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, there's things that you will have to sacrifice to make it work. So if you want it that badly, you'll make those sacrifices and it'll suck. But it depends on how bad you want it. And I think those pieces of advice are far more important than me going, talk to your local promoter, see if you can get on show, you know, like all that shit. Like,
yeah, it's deeper
just
than
that. Don't give up. Don't give up. People will tell you that you ain't worth shit. People will tell you that you're not good enough. They will ignore you. That's what they did to us for years. So we just fucking proved them wrong. We proved them wrong. And that's what you have to do. Just don't give up.
I love it, man. Man, it was so fun talking to you this morning. That went by quick. I know we were talking for like a half hour. It felt like I just blinked and it's over. But again, really appreciate your energy, man. I feel like I'm just fired up. This is a good way to start the day. And hopefully we'll continue to like share like clips as the album release, as you guys produce like all different singles and stuff like that. And hopefully next time you're in Toronto, we can catch up again.
Absolutely. That'd be great.
All right.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your time, man. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
Anytime, man. Hope you have a great day.
You too, man. Peace and love. Bye.
Thank you once again to Jason for this wonderful chat today. Like we mentioned in the intro, Ingested's brand new album, The Tide of Death and Fractured Dreams, is out right now. Definitely check that out immediately if you haven't already. Once again, I can't say enough how much I love this chat. Might be one of my favorites with a metal artist. And speaking of other things I love, I can't go without thanking all you lovely legends on the Patreon page for supporting this platform. And first up, the biggest thanks to Mike Carniello of the Testing with Mike YouTube channel. If you're into electronics, technology, how they work, and most importantly, how to fix them, check out Testing with Mike on YouTube. Another big thanks to Amanda McKnight of Top 10 Nerd. Beyond being the host of Top 10 Nerd, talking to over a million of subscribers, Amanda has her very own YouTube channel that you should check out. You'll learn about comics, movies, video games, and all things nerdy. Just type in Amanda McKnight on YouTube. Another big thanks to the wonderful Jenny Potter, the legend Devin McBride, back-to-back double impact Allens, the number one gent Alan Kent, and big wig Alan Briggs. Another thanks to our favorite soul singer, Saber, and last but not least, Francis Coffer, aka my mom. If you want to shout out at the end of every episode and also get these episodes early, raw, uncut, right when I'm done the Zoom call, I just post them. Go to patreon.com/thecreativeimbalance, and beyond having my thanks, you can just go to bed at night and sleep soundly knowing you're a badass motherfucker who supports raw, uncut, independent media, and nobody can take that away from you. You hear me? With that being said, we got amazing episodes around the corner, some big ones from movies to music, all that. We keep the ball rolling. Hit the subscribe if you're on YouTube, hit the follow button if you're on Spotify's, the Apple Music, I almost called it iTunes, that doesn't exist anymore, all that, wherever you're listening to me right now. And stay tuned for a lot more. Catch you next time. Ciao.